To the US now, where President Donald Trump has fired his national security advisor, John Bolton, via a tweet. Mr. Bolton, who's only been in the role since April 2018, was Mr. Trump's third national security advisor after Michael Flynn and H.R. McMaster. Let's go now to our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, who's all over this. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Indira. Stunning developments here in Washington, D.C. Not something that we saw coming, not least because just 24 hours ago, Donald Trump was on Twitter insisting that all of these reports about turmoil at the White House and disagreements between himself and some of his senior aides over his rescinded invitation to the Taliban to come and meet him at Camp David, that was all fake news, Indira, but suddenly we've discovered it wasn't.
Look, John Bolton appears to have his own version of events, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these two men can't even agree, let alone disagreeing about whether it was a good idea to bring the Taliban to the United States, to Camp David, the week in which America will be commemorating the 18th anniversary of the September the 11th attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. They can't even agree on what's happened over the last few hours with regards to John Bolton's defenestration. Donald Trump took to Twitter to say, "I informed John Bolton last night, note last night, that his services are no longer needed at the White House. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration, and therefore I asked John for his resignation, which was given to me this morning." John Bolton is telling reporters it is flatly wrong for the president to say that he was asked to furnish his resignation. "I offered to resign last night," Bolton has told ABC News. "He never asked for me to resign directly or indirectly. I slept on it and resigned this morning." Now, at the end of the day, that back and forth over, you know, who fired whom or who resigned to whom is fascinating to Washington insiders. But in the bigger scheme of things, it does suggest that if Donald Trump thinks that John Bolton is the kind of man who is going to go off quietly into the night, he may be very disappointed. John Bolton, if the name is familiar, it ought to be. He is the archetypal neoconservative, a hawkish advisor, not just to President Trump, but before him to President George W. Bush. Indeed, it was John Bolton who was very much the architect of President George W. Bush's decision to invade Saddam Hussein's Iraq. And this seems unlikely to be a former Trump administration official who isn't going to speak his mind on Donald Trump and what he's up to.
Had Trump been getting more and more irritated with Bolton over the past several months because of the statements he'd been making in public, you know, over Iran, Venezuela and Afghanistan, is that why he had to go?
Well, so the line from the White House, and this is from the White House Deputy Press Secretary, is that John Bolton's priorities and policies just don't line up with the president. There is no one issue here. They just didn't align on many issues. And I think it's definitely true to say that there's been tension in the relationship. John Bolton over-promised the outcome of the attempted coup by Juan Guaido in Venezuela, the uprising against President Nicolas Maduro. And generally, Donald Trump doesn't like having things that are overpromised and underdelivered to him. So that was certainly damaging to Mr. Bolton. But, you know, John Bolton's hawkish advice on the issue for Iran, for example, had certainly, even in recent days, triumphed. I mean, as you know, Emmanuel Macron, the French president, suggested to President Trump at the G7 summit in Biarritz that he should meet face to face with the Iranian president Hassan Rouhani in the next few weeks. Well, John Bolton certainly wasn't having any of that, and we haven't heard much more about that idea from President Trump since he returned to American soil. Does John Bolton's departure from the inner circle breathe new life into a whole realm of foreign policy possibilities? I think that's going to depend in large measure on who is brought in to replace him.
It'll be interesting to see who does replace him. Thanks very much, Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.